Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In his 5 terms as Boston mayor, Thomas Menino has left his mark on city development. He's emphasized neighborhood projects, but his biggest legacy may be the South Boston waterfront, branded the Innovation District. Though Menino fell short of his proposal to move the Boston City Hall there, it's clear to many that the city's center of gravity has shifted south and to the water. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
Boston Mayor Tom Menino spoke to an audience of community and business leaders a week ago this morning. He touted new commercial construction projects going up around the city.
The fact is, we have more jobs than ever before in Boston. We have more development underway than ever.
2 days later, Menino announced he would not run again. He'll leave Boston's cityscape looking much different than it did 20 years ago.
Well, we actually have pictures of it when the mayor was elected. And in 1993, you saw nothing but parking lots and a few buildings.
That's Joe Fallon looking out from his 15th floor office on the South Boston waterfront. Among the buildings you can see today are the Seaport Hotel, the Bank of America Pavilion, and the ICA. Fallon's the man behind the Fan Pier development. While Menino was not responsible for some of the big changes like cleaning the harbor and digging the big dig, he saw them as an opportunity. Fallon says Menino pushed to build the convention center here.
In Boston in 1993, the waterfront was completely underutilized. Nobody thought of the benefits of the water, and the changes that have occurred since, clearly the water now is a focal point and people want to be near the water.
People drive development. That was Menino's philosophy, says Kevin Phelan, who heads the Boston office of the commercial real estate brokerage Colliers International. Phelan says the waterfront could have been developed for industry, but Menino wanted it to be a place where people could live and go out, as well as work.
The title that he came in as the urban mechanic, I think over time he deserves to be called an urban visionary, because he did it subtly. And he did it by results and not just, you know, maps and plans.
For many, Menino was far from subtle. Back Bay urban designer Shirley Kressel criticizes the mayor for being too controlling of Boston's commercial development.
He let developers that he likes, which also narrowed the field of developers quite a bit, let developers that he likes do whatever they want.
The head of the Boston Foundation, Paul Grogan, says Menino did use the political power he amassed over 20 years in office to put his stamp on the cityscape, but Grogan says you can also call that disciplined development.
I think it's more important to look at the results, and the results clearly have been very, very good.
Colliers' Kevin Phelan says for 5 terms in office now, developers and investors have known who they're dealing with.
I think people have had confidence in this city for years now.
And that continuity could get a jolt with someone new. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.